Now, an ordinary kid on why Santa is better than Amazon.
First of all, Santa invented free overnight delivery. Amazon? Whatever. Santa is a nice Jelly Belly grandpa. Jeff Bezos is creepy and bald and has an even creepier girlfriend. Did she buy those on Amazon? Santa comes to town in a sleigh with reindeer. Amazon shows up in a dirty blue van blasting death metal. Santa wraps her presents and gently puts them under the tree. The tatted up Amazon guy casually tosses brown boxes on her porch and puts out a cigarette in the planter. Santa says, ho, ho, ho. Amazon says, more, more, more. Santa has elves that work for candy canes and gumdrops, while Amazon elves work for peanuts. Finally, I would never sit on Jeff Bezos' lap. Gross.
This has been An Ordinary Kid on Why Santa is Better Than Amazon.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
December 12th, National Ding-a-ling Day.
National Ding-a-ling Day.
It's National Ding-a-ling Day.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling.
Oh, you're some kind of a ding-a-ling?
Ding-ding-a-ling.
Sorry about the ding-a-ling thing.
Not a couple of ding-a-lings they are.
You speak when you're spoken to, ding-a-ling.
One ding-a-ling.
Does that ring a bell, ding-a-ling?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Happy National Ding-a-ling Day.
It's showtime.
I don't even understand. I have no idea. What does a National Ding-a-ling Day do? What is the significance of a National Ding-a-ling Day? Now I just want to know, what is National Ding-a-ling Day? Okay, here we go. National Ding-a-ling Day on December 12th encourages us to reconnect with people we once talked to often. So I guess it means like the phone. National Day Calendar. Oh, yeah. Those are the people. National Ding-a-ling Day. Goodness gracious. Okay. Well, now I know who comes up with it, too. Hi there. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you. You simply enable the skill. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And I think she will.
Hello!
Yeah, she will. And then every time you want to listen on the Alexa device, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can listen to our podcast on the Alexa as well. That is even easier. All you got to do is just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can also listen to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and even our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel. There's a link to the podcast, and you can. It's kind of like our virtual time machine. You can get on the podcast page, and you can go back in time, in purple patootie, all the way to the dawn of podcasts, and we're there along with the dinosaurs. Coming up on today's program, we've got Kayla joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and she is bringing a guest. And let me bring up her message here. Oh yeah, we have Corey Calloway from Fortress Foundation Solutions. They are going to join us in an upcoming segment. We also have the folks from the Mark W. Foreman Foundation. We are going to be talking Theatre Thursday with Aaron. That is all on the way. And of course, your five random facts and your stupid criminals in the news, etc., etc. Have you crashed a party? Have you crashed a holiday party? We're going to talk about that. That's going to be coming up. That's our question of the day. Questions of the day. And our top list to follow, which will be top signs you've crashed a bad holiday party. Okay? That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Lord knows we need family now more than ever.
Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson are back.
Wow.
They've crashed weddings, and now they're decking the halls, spiking the punch, and dodging Secret Santa gift exchanges.
Is a one-night stand considered dating?
It's Christmas Party Crashers.
Motorboat? You play the motorboat?
Come on. Stop, please.
Christmas Party Crashers. Rated R for reindeer games.
Come on, we're men. We're not pinatas.
It's the Mike Show. Good Lord. That might be a good movie, though.
Possibly.
Hi there.
Hello.
And we do have Owen. Owen visits us frequently here on the show. Here, listen.
Wow.
All right. So it's that time of the year for holiday parties. And many of us have a holiday party on the calendar that we'd like to get out of going to. But on the flip side, there are other people like the wedding crashers that actually, would like to crash your party.
Yeah.
This is a party I'd like to crash.
We'll
talk a little bit more about that. Aaron is joining us for a number of different reasons. One, it's Theatre Thursday, and Aaron is with the Mark W. Foreman Foundation. And if you're familiar with this show, you know Mark. You knew Mark, and so we're gonna try not to cry.
Oh no, we'll be good.
We're fine. Gonna try not to cry.
All joy here.
I'm not gonna cry. All right. So getting back to the party, in a new poll, 14% of people say they have successfully crashed a party or event without the host's permission. They just kind of stumbled in, blended in, and crashed the party. Another 4% tried to, but got stopped. So the 14% say they successfully did it, and then 4% said
hit by the bouncers.
Exactly.
Standing at your holiday party.
Yep. 9% of people. Well, that's the way I holiday party.
Oh yeah. You gotta have bouncers.
We definitely have to have bouncers. 9% of people say they've successfully crashed a holiday party or an event without the host permission. Another 4% tried to, but again, so is this a serious faux pas or something that's not that big a deal?
I
like parties and I like people to party with, but maybe, maybe if I'm footing the bill, I don't want a bunch of freeloaders,
I think if you're blending in, you are expecting a large amount of people.
Yeah.
Because you can't blend in if you've only invited 5 people.
Correct.
So
it's like, hey, who's this?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing here? No, this is my salmon.
Exactly.
Anyway, So it probably depends on the party or the event that you're crashing, right?
Right.
77% of people think it's generally unacceptable to show up without the host's permission. I agree with that.
Yes, I would agree.
Another 10% say, yeah, it's usually fine. 14% aren't sure. So that brings us to our top list. With 9% of people having crashed a holiday party, and 100% of those people immediately regretted it after noticing anything from today's list. It's our top list today.
Okay.
Top signs you've crashed a bad holiday party. All right, we ready?
Yes.
We're ready for this one?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Number one. You can smell the alcohol on Santa's breath, and he's in the other room. Top signs you crashed a bad holiday Christmas party. The theme of it is mistletoe isn't just for kissing. Top signs you crashed a bad holiday party. Luigi Mangione walked in with a ghost gun.
Oh, too soon. Yeah, too soon, man.
Is it too soon?
Yeah,
Are you sure?
I think so.
Top signs you crashed a bad holiday party. It's Nakatomi Plaza on Christmas Eve.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Top signs you've crashed. And that brings me to, I'm going to jerk the wheel to the left, and that brings me to a question. It's my question of the day. Do you consider, now, our friendship is on the line here.
Okay.
Do you consider Die Hard to be a Christmas movie?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Here. I've got... Yep. Got the choir of angels for that one. See, Rob disagrees 100%.
Oh, no. Now, I am a teacher of film studies.
Uh-huh.
So we are doing a Christmas movie unit.
Really?
And I talk about the 7 essential elements needed for a Christmas movie.
Okay.
And Die Hard absolutely falls into that category.
Now, can we, again, jerking the wheel further to the left, but not crashing into the abutment.
Okay.
Can we break down those elements that make Die Hard a Christmas movie? And it's not just Rob, by the way. There's so many people that say, it's not a Christmas movie, not a Christmas movie. My father-in-law sat there in the living room, and we're watching Die Hard. And I said, yeah, this is my favorite Christmas movie. He goes, it's not a Christmas movie. I said, yes, it is. It's a Christmas movie. It's not a Christmas movie. Might be showing Christmas stuff, but it's not a Christmas movie. I said, it is a Christmas movie, and here's why. The studio put out a poster that said, this Christmas is blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They marketed it as
a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie. But why? Give me more ammunition.
So, okay.
To attack
one
these
of the,
people.
There are a bunch of essentials that you need in a Christmas movie, but
yeah.
A lot of Christmas movies focus on redemption as a theme, focus on family as a theme. In Die Hard, he is trying to get reunited with his wife. That is a huge theme in
the
movie.
So here, there.
So
point number one.
Theme of the movie. Winter. Anything that's got holiday spirit, holiday cheer around. So the decor, the wintry themes and stuff, that makes it a Christmas movie. And then I would say redemption. Again, that's he's redeemed through this process and comes around towards the end. So that's a huge theme in Christmas movies as well.
Now, one of the things that I also want to make mention, and I'll look up the exact time, but there if you're planning on maybe using this for the ball drop for New Year's Eve, Hans Gruber, if you start the movie at a certain time on New Year's Eve, you can use Hans Gruber falling off Nakatomi Plaza as your ball drop.
That might not just be my new tradition now.
It will be perfectly timed if you start the movie at a certain time. And I'll look this up so that we can give you factual information. Now back to top list. It's Nakatomi Plaza and it's Christmas Eve. I said that one. Top signs you have crashed a bad holiday party. The bar is open, and so are the sores on the guy tending it. Top signs you crashed a bad holiday party. There's a countdown until the freak-off starts. Yeah. Top signs you crashed a bad holiday party. Too soon?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Top signs you crashed a Diddy holiday party. No, I'm just kidding. The karaoke machine is broken, but it hasn't stopped drunk idiots from lining up to take turns singing Santa Baby.
Ooh.
Top signs you crashed a bad holiday party. The white powder's all over the table. Yeah, it's just fake snow. And top signs you crashed a bad holiday party. You fit right in. Here we go. The Mike Show. It's the today's Thursday. It's Theatre Thursday. Aaron joining us. So you guys have an event that's going to be coming up, and we're going to talk about that. Which birthday would it have been for your dad?
70.
Wow.
On Wednesday, he would have celebrated his 70th. So yeah, big moment.
For folks that don't know, maybe you're new-ish to the program, but in this latest incarnation of the Mike Show, when we started it up, doing it as a streaming-only product and not doing it on the FMs, Mark Forman was a big part of... He was Theatre Thursday. I believe your sister had posted a question on one of the like Living in Lynchburg boards or something like that, asking about, you know, what radio station or what morning show might be interested in promoting local theater,
right?
And hosting, you know, a segment on their show, and immediately people started responding and posting the Mike Show, the Mike Show, the Mike Show, the Mike Show. So I'm getting these notifications that people are tagging the Mike Show, and I immediately reached out to your sister and said, "Hey, this is something we used to do a long time ago. I'd love to bring it back. Do you have any ideas?" And the whole rebirth or renewed Theatre Thursday began.
It was such a passion project of Dad's. Again, it would have been great to see what it would have become, because I think it would have been one of those post-retirement projects that he just took and ran with.
Mark was such a lovely man, and not only just a wealth of information. He made the segment just effortless, and he had so much more insightful questions than I think I ever will. Interviewing theater groups, he knew all about the productions. He knew all about, you know, each one of the plays and the characters and their roles and how to ask the right questions as far as, like, you know, well, how do you play this character when they usually do this, but there's a little bit of a different twist? He just always had such an insightful way about him,
and
it just made the segment it was his segment.
It was a fun segment for him to research and to do. He was constantly going, "What do you think I should present on next?"
Yeah.
And you know, this was dinner table conversation for us, so it was awesome. Yeah.
No, he was a great guy. All right. I'm not going to cry.
But thank you. Thank you. You know, I love it when people share those memories.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about an event that you have coming up. It is ShowTunes Prom Night, and we'll learn all about that. We'll learn how folks can get involved with that. And then we're also going to talk about the calendar that the Mark W. Forman Foundation produces, and it's an online resource as well for folks that if you are interested in local theater, if you want to learn what's coming up and where, and you want to learn more about all the local theater companies throughout our region, this is a great resource and a great website, and we'll show that to you all coming up. And we've got news that's on the way as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't free clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is Gingerbread House Day. Or as millennials and Gen Z know it, my parents' gingerbread basement day. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have split. No word on who gets custody of the brain cell. Subway will offer a foot-long Oreo cookie, thus continuing America's long, proud tradition of going to Subway for anything but a sandwich. In sports, quarterback Joe Burrow's home was robbed while he was playing on Monday night. But the good thing about being a Cincinnati Bengal, you have no trophies to steal. And Rob Schneider is creating a daytime talk show to rival The View. It'll be called The Suck. This is not headline news.
Nope, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the, it's Thursday. The finally Thursday edition of the program. So happy you could join us. It's bright, it's beautiful outside, but it's very, very cold.
It is frigid today.
It's really, really cold. That rain came through, and then once that happened, and by the way, that turned, and nothing against, you know, I don't want to be disparaging at all, but we discovered a few leaks in our roof here in the new studio, and at one point, I kind of felt like a U-boat commander.
With Celine Dion singing in the background?
No, not quite that bad.
I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. Blah, blah, blah. Get off.
So when we could talk about whether there was enough room on the door.
There was definitely enough room on the door,
There was, Rose. Just slide over a little bit,
yeah,
Rose.
Yeah, you could have helped him out, man. Yeah.
I'll never let you go, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, right. Ew. Let me just let you go right now, though.
Yeah, I'll never let you go.
But get off my door.
Yeah. And then how selfish was it of her to drop that $250 million dollar gem into the
you have spent 4 hours of our lives telling us this story, and then you're just gonna drop it in the ocean?
How much could that help your granddaughter who took care of you for years and years and years, sacrificed her life to take care of you?
What about her husband too? Like, she passes away theoretically.
Yeah.
She's got her husband, she's got like all of her extended family. No, she's gonna go back to the guy that she knew for 2 days when she was 17 years old.
Blah, blah, blah. Exactly. I know. A silly movie. Anyway, this is interesting. Everybody has something that they're great at. Me. This is it. I'm not a particularly great business person, or maybe I'm not even the best broadcaster, but I'm a savant. I think I'm really, really good at broadcast. I'm really, really good at this. That's about it. And beer. I love beer. But anyway, everybody has something they're great at, even if it's something that's hard to earn a living from. Like throwing things into trash cans from about 10 feet away.
Kobe.
You know, but somebody on social media asked the interwebs, what is something that you are unreasonably good at? And here are some of the responses. So I'm gonna throw that question out to you. You can either answer now or you can wait.
I can tell you right now.
Okay, what is it?
I can write research papers so fast. I've done 10-page papers in like an hour and a half.
Okay. I have ADHD, and totally undiagnosed when I was a kid, because people didn't know what that was.
Right.
You know, back when I was a kid.
They just smacked you upside the head and told you to focus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was the IP of your generation.
Not just my dad. I went to a Catholic.
So you had the nuns. smacking you. Like, focus, focus.
Sister Yudes.
Yes.
Was our physics teacher, and she was frightening. She came out one lab day, and she was wearing a full nuclear cover suit with a hood and a respirator and everything, with tongs holding radioactive material, walked out into our classroom, and she's wearing a full nuclear suit, and we're like, just this. You want to know what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And one time she we're all reading and everybody's supposed to be quiet. And she said, "Mr. McKendry, I don't want to hear it." And I went,
"I wasn't doing anything."
Right.
Honestly,
right,
I wasn't.
Yeah.
That time I wasn't doing anything. And I said, what, sister? And she said, "I don't want to hear it." I didn't say anything, sister. "I don't want to hear it." I didn't say anything, sister. Whack.
Whack. Yep.
Yeah.
The unmotivated whack when you just are that kid.
I was that kid.
Yeah.
I was always the class clown. I got invited to all the best parties. Most people loved me. So anyway, but we digress. Here's another thing that I'm really good at. For some reason, now I can't read technical manuals or instructions. So if it is a technical manual. Or instructions for something. It could be software. It could be whatever. I cannot read it.
Yeah, I need a video. I need a visual.
I can't read it. I actually need somebody to read it to me and explain it to me.
Got
and
you.
Show me how to use it.
Okay.
And then once I've learned how to use it, I become proficient at
it. Mm-hmm.
But I can write legal contracts with proficiency that I have submitted to other legal professionals for their review, and they've marked it up with minor notes.
There you go.
So all the wherefores and whosoevers and blah, 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 just the language of writing legal contracts, I am proficient at writing and reading legal contracts.
Well, you know what my...
And understanding it.
My research paper skill has gotten me is a lot of student loan debt and 3 master's degrees. So
there you go. So big dinger for
you. Yeah,
hey
kids, you know, someday.
Yeah. All right. Back to the unreasonably good at some things. And here are the responses. And let's go from the bottom up. Let's do it from the bottom up. I like to do that. 18, number 18 on the list, untangling wires.
Oh, that's such a good skill, though.
People,
I do not have that skill.
Crocheting and weightlifting?
Like, together? That's impressive.
That's very impressive. Putting a duvet cover on.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
More or less in well under an hour.
Okay.
Identifying food by smell.
Okay.
Guessing the amount of calories any food or meal has.
I think that's a little, like... Maybe you should see a therapist about that. Like,
well, eyeballing measurements, being able to look
yes.
at a room and say, "This is how much square foot."
I didn't used to be good at that, but now that I'm a tech director, I'm a lot better at it now.
Sleeping on demand. That's
oh,
gonna be.
I am top on that.
That's gonna be today's episode name. Here, wait.
Sleeping on demand.
Yes, and I have to do this now. All right, that's episode 229 for this year. Episode. 229, season 24, sleeping.
My family will be so proud.
Demand. Okay, there we go. What else? Guessing accents, picking locks, finding things in a messy drawer, things that some people are unreasonably good at, bouncing a ping pong ball on a ping pong paddle over long periods of time. Now, here's where it gets good. The person added that they're terrible at actual ping pong. Finding parking in the city or parallel parking, another skill. Picking stuff off the floor with your feet. Catching things I drop, like keys, before they hit the ground. And they say I can do it every time. Careful with knives, though. Remembering obscure movie quotes.
Oh, that's me. Yep.
Scratching the dog in a way where it does that leg thing.
Mm-hmm.
always knowing what time it is without looking at a watch or clock. That's impressive. Or reading upside down or backwards from the wrong side of the paper. Interesting. All right. So let's talk about this.
Okay.
What Show Tunes Prom Night, what is that?
So 2 years ago, we announced the foundation actually in January.
Okay.
And so we were trying to think, you know, what's an event that we want to celebrate the foundation, to bring everybody together. One of the things we love to do is support community theater, but we love to bring everybody together in things that are not community theater, where we just have time to hang out and network and talk and enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
So we are doing a Show Tunes Prom Night on January 18th. It will be at the Aviary from 6 to 10.
Okay.
Tickets are on sale. You can go to our website and hit festival, and you will get to your ticket links. They are $30, and then there's a little surcharge if you want to get alcohol for that. It is an 18-plus event. Super excited about it. We are meeting with our prom committee, getting the final details going on. Should be a wonderful night, and tickets are limited, so make sure you get them now. Make a good Christmas gift.
The Mark W. Forman Foundation for the Performing Arts, one of the things that I love about it, you have a calendar of all the area theater, all local theater, and you can just go on it. You can click on the event. It will bring up information. It will bring up ticketing information where you can purchase tickets. This is kind of a probably wrong word, but it's a non-denominational site. So,
oh yeah, that's the idea. Our motto is let's support each other and let all community theaters succeed. So, Show Tunes Prom Night, all 8 local theaters are invited. They'll be sending representatives, and they'll all be presenting on their theater and their season.
Nice.
So it's going to be wonderful to have that. But our calendars are also available at every theater's production.
Okay.
We drop off paper calendars that you can take, put on the fridge, or you can always go to our website. It's actually programmed out for the year 2025. Every
nice.
Time a new theater announces, we put those new dates on immediately. We link you to their ticket website. So really, we wanted it to be as easy as possible for you to see all the theater that is in the area.
It's really, really cool. And I'm scrolling into 2025. And as local theater companies like Commerce Street Theater, Little Town Players, Renaissance, Wolfbane, End Station, all the folks that we've had on this show for years and years and years, 246 The Main, has been a longstanding local theater that we've supported, and then even the kids I'm blanking.
The educational theater, we actually maintain a separate calendar on our website for educational theater as well.
Really?
Plus an audition calendar. So we had 2 theaters recently host auditions. Little Town Players hosted auditions, and then Renaissance Theater just finished theirs up, so we should be seeing a casting announcement for them soon.
Dunbar.
Dunbar, all of those. So we have a separate educational calendar if you want to go and support school theaters. And then if you're looking for audition opportunities, we also maintain a calendar there, and we'll send you straight to that audition website with all of the requirements and everything like that. So we're really proud to be maintaining those calendars separately as well. The printed calendars you can get will only feature the community theaters, basically because we have so many educational theaters, mm-hmm. we can't even get them on one calendar.
Right. Right. But there's so much going on, and there are so many local theater companies, both amateur and professional, and a little bit of both, actually,
mm-hmm.
That it's phenomenal. And this is a one-stop place where you can learn all about our area theaters, theater companies, all about their productions. Check out their events. Check out their calendar of events. Just go to markwformanfoundation.org.
Yeah. And the other thing we do is we also offer a director's grant twice a year.
Nice.
That deadline is coming up at the end of December. You can also go to our website. If you are directing a production within the next year, please apply for this director's grant. It is $1,000 to put towards your production for whatever vision you have. We know how expensive theater is. Yep. We know that not all these theaters have the budgets for the great sets or the great costumes, or even personnel, a music director or a choreographer or simply a stage manager. They work so hard.
Yeah.
So our funds, this extra grant can support those productions. So please navigate over to that website and put your application in. We'll be announcing this year's winner at our community theater festival.
Very, very cool. All that information, we'll link that up on this broadcast, on our social media at the Mike Show VA. But please check out markwformanfoundation.org for all the information about this incredible organization and this incredible resource. Especially if you love theater or if you're part of a theater group in our community and you just want to learn more.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
I love coming on here.
Well, thanks for joining us. Coming up, we have, well, we're going to get smart or smarter, maybe.
I'm highly educated, but I'm not very smart.
Well, anyway, we've got five random facts that's all on the way. Plus, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads Games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do. Quite frankly, we don't want to know.
Yeah.
For some of you, but if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? All right, here we go. Number one. The brief muscle spasms that wake you up during sleep or just as you're on the cusp of sleep are called hypnic jerks. Hypnic jerks. See, that could have been a
hypnic
good
hypnic jerks.
Yeah, that could
that's
have been
a great name for a band,
man. Oh yeah, here, wait.
Like
I have a list of our fake band names.
Oh, hypnic jerks. There
hypnic
you go.
Hypnic jerks. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. So here, I'm gonna send this to Eric, who is the keeper of the lists, and we're gonna type in. Sorry to derail the segment, everybody. Hypnic jerks. It is now a new fake band name, along with one that we came up with yesterday, Tall Toddler.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Now see, would right. Tall Toddler open for Hypnic Jerks, or would Hypnic Jerks be the opener?
Now I would say Hypnic Jerks should be a headliner.
Yeah, okay.
These hypnic jerks or sleep starts reportedly occur in 60 to 70% of people and are mostly a mystery to science. Number two, Buzz Lightyear's original name. Do you know what it was going to be?
I did at one time. I'm full of random Disney trivia.
Lunar Larry.
Lunar Larry, yes. Yes.
Number three, we'll switch to Marvel. Are you a Marvel or DC person?
I'm a Marvel person.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Stan Lee served in the Army during World War II. Did you know that?
I did not, no.
As an official Army playwright. Dr. Seuss also served as a playwright.
Now,
with
I knew
him.
That about Dr. Seuss. I didn't know Stan Lee was in that.
And Dr. Seuss served with Stan Lee. They created pamphlets for soldiers about how to avoid getting VD.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great pamphlets. Yum. Good stories.
Anyway, or you can...
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. The guy who invented the board game Guess Who, this is number four, was friends with Anne Frank in elementary school in Amsterdam. And number five.
See, I would not even believe that. That is crazy.
It is.
Okay.
It is a fact. Yep, if it's on our list, it's a fact. And it's random, but it's a fact. Number five, the main character in The Wizard of Oz was originally going to be a boy. But L. Frank Baum, his niece, Dorothy, had died as he was working on the book, and he changed the character to her.
Aww.
And there you go. Yeah. Those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. Let's play the outro, please.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random.
Facts.
Yep. Well, we paid the same for the intro as the outro, so we might as well run
Get
it.
Get your money's worth.
Exactly. Every single stinking day.
Yes.
Just like Ebenezer. All right. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. Plus, we have an interview with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. That's going to be coming up as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition that brings us Kayla from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We were talking off air about the last things that we have to do now between now and the end of the year. And, you know, if you own or manage a business, you should really be thinking about how did I hit the mark this year? Are there other opportunities that are out there? Am I a member of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce? And if, you know, maybe you did all right, but if you want to do better, you can be tapping into this resource known as the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and they can help you grow your circle. You can get next to business leaders that maybe you haven't had the opportunity to meet yet and forge new opportunities for 2025. So between now and the end of the year, be thinking about that. There.
Absolutely.
Commercial.
Great commercial.
Yep. So, Kayla, you guys have an event that's coming up today. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but you brought us a guest today as well.
Yes. So today we have Corey Calloway, and he is with Fortress Foundation Solutions. He's
Hey,
also
Corey.
One of our forest
Hello.
Leaders.
Say again.
He's also in our leads group.
Okay. So, Corey, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Tell us about your business.
So I work for Fortress Foundation Solutions. I'm the brand ambassador, and my role is to bring awareness to homeowners and business owners who have buildings, so we can repair them and repair stuff around their business, such as concrete. So now,
go ahead. This time of the year, the freeze, the thaw, we're just starting to get into that. How does that play into your business throughout the winter months?
We have been blessed to stay rather busy during these winter months because of the backlog that we have gotten from the hurricane, unfortunately. A lot of people's basements were damaged. So we got a lot of backlog from that carry us on to the winter months. So it's not too bad now.
Right.
Weather is definitely something we love.
Absolutely.
We love rain.
Now, do you do more repairs and restorations, or do you do more preventative, or maybe a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. So what we do is, if you have water in your home, unfortunately, there's no real way to keep it out. So our system allows it to not come above the floor. So it's going to our system and then shoot out of your home with our product. So it will never be on your floor, but technically it never not be in your home.
Yeah. Well, there's water all around us, as talking heads would say. but at least you guys will keep it out of your home.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm looking at your website and I'm looking at the settling foundation graphic that popped up, and I remember one of the I think it was the second house that I ever bought. It had sagging floors on the first floor, and there were definitely obvious signs of some foundation issues. You guys can tackle that.
Absolutely, that's something we can tackle. That picture is like, it looks bad, but that's something that we fix often. We've actually had worse than that picture, so it's definitely something we can fix.
Absolutely. So I like this. All things basement-y.
Yeah, it's a slogan by another owner. We have two owners, one of which he owns a place called Contractor Nation in Connecticut, and he came up with that slogan. So
nice.
We kind of been putting it on everything. We have mints now, so it's all things basement-y. So we're just trying to kind of further that slogan, that brand, and grow it. So,
well, Corey, tell us about your relationship with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce.
It's been great for me, honestly. I'm a part of the Bedford Leeds group, and whenever we have events, everybody just show up for you. It's been a real, like, family-oriented group. It's really good. We all stay in touch a lot, so being a part of that chamber has been great for not only me, but for Fortress, because they benefit from it as well. So,
absolutely. And you've seen a measured increase in the contacts and the leads and the potential customers that you could gain from it.
Oh, 100%, and we're just getting started, so.
Nice. Yeah. And we're getting into, we're wrapping up the year, but, you know, that doesn't just mean we kick back. We got to set it up for next year. So what would your advice be to somebody that is not yet a member of the chamber?
Get involved in your community. The Bedford Chamber is a great way to be a part of that and to grow your brand and to reach out to other business owners and professionals and to grow your business catalog. So,
well, Corey, thank you so much. Love the testimony. Appreciate it.
No problem at all.
Kayla, how are things going?
They're going great. We're wrapping up for the year. Foster is at our last event of the year right now. We're doing a grant writing smart session at the Bedford Central Library. So that's today from 10 to 12. If you can make it to Bedford, before 10 o'clock, come on over and see this session. It's going to be a really great session. I think it's all things grant writing, kind of basics, but then there will be an opportunity to ask specific questions if you have those too.
One of the things that I really appreciate over the past couple of years, you and Foster and your team working together, to your events have become so much more substantive and specifically targeting certain needs. It's not just a networking event. It's not just, and those things are important, but it's there's a lot of meat that goes in with that. There's a lot of nuts and bolts and how to, and you are really helping the community.
Thank you so much. Our smart sessions were a new addition in 2024. We took all of the feedback that we got from our annual member survey, and we took the things that people said they needed to know more about, or they really wanted to learn about, things about hiring solutions, marketing, Canva basics, anything like that. We took the things that were said to us the most often, and we created these smart sessions where we bring in subject matter experts to really break it down for you in the most simple way, as if you're a complete beginner with all of these things. And like you're saying, it's been really great. We have a little bit of an opportunity for people to network and get to know each other during these events, but you're taking up 2 hours of your day. You get to meet some new contacts, but you come away with a lot of great information.
And that's one of the biggest things with business owners and organizations like a Chamber of Commerce. People want to know, what am I getting? What will I get from this relationship? And networking opportunities are fantastic. I've met a lot of my clients through networking opportunities with the Chamber of Commerce. But to really show people, things that they might not be proficient at, or things that they could do better in business, and ways to do that, hosting those events are just fantastic. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And there are so many small businesses and nonprofit organizations in our area that have a small staff. They don't have as many people as they would like to have. They may not have as many resources as they would like to have. So by hosting these events, we're able to, really bring, like I'm saying, the basics to someone. And that way, if you have a small staff or you're kind of short staff, you don't have enough resources within your grasp, you may be able to do a few small things with what you already have.
Yeah. And for a relatively small amount of money, the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce is extremely affordable to become a member. And there's so many resources available that are included in that price. There are some things that, you may have to pay a ticket price or, for the gala and things like that. There are some events that as a member, you might have to pay a nominal fee. But man, oh, man, there's so much that goes with it.
Yeah, absolutely. For any of our events, the member fee is at least discounted. So most things are free, but at least a discount for our members with things. And really, now is a great time to join. We're wrapping up the ad sales for our 2025-2026 community guide. So if you have a business that would like to do some advertising, this is a print and digital guide. The reach is very far. Physically here, we go from about Roanoke, Charlottesville, Lynchburg, everywhere in between. And then the digital guide, you can put it on your website. We keep it on our website. It's given out very frequently at the Welcome Center to new residents or people looking to move here. So that's a really great advertising opportunity. You don't have to be a member to advertise in the guide, but typically it ends up being cheaper for your business to join the chamber and get the member discount than it is to just pay the non-member fee.
Yep. Folks can learn more by visiting bedfordareachamber.com and get with Kayla, get with Foster, get with the staff at the chamber. They will hook you up and they'll get you squared away and just check out all the events too and everything that is part of and look at the chamber guide as well. It's right on there. It's right on the website. That'll give you a pretty good example of what it is that you're buying into. So make the investment. Kayla, Corey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Absolutely. Have a great holiday and a very, very prosperous 2025. And we'll see you all again. Are we going to do a segment before Christmas?
We're not. This is our last one for the year.
That's it. We're done. We're done for the year. I'll see you next year.
2025.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. Merry Christmas, everybody.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. Oh, man. United Healthcare shooter Luigi Mangione was being transported by police this week while reporters were watching. Someone in the crowd yelled, "Luigi, it's me, Mario."
What's happening, Luigi? What's going on, Luigi?
Luigi, it's me, Mario.
Oh, good Lord. This is just terrible. An Instagram musician came up with a keyboard solo that's nothing but corporate jingles. It's set to the theme from the show House. He packs 13 jingles into around 40 seconds. Listen to this. Dun, dun, dun. I'm having a hard time picking out the actual jingles.
I mean, I hear the background, that's the house music.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, there's... I heard Nationwide. I heard the K Jewelers one in there as well. All right, I guess... guess it's worthy of us playing. Let's see. A fugitive dog in New Orleans named Scrim has been roaming the city and evading volunteers for months now. Locals are even getting tattoos of Scrim and making shirts in his honor. At one point, Michelle Charmaine, or Jeremy? Sirimi. I can't pronounce that.
She's going to call in and complain now, man.
Yeah. How do you pronounce this name? Let's get a pronouncify. Oh, well, I don't have our pronouncify lady. I actually like her pronunciations better, but here it's...
Jeremy.
Okay. So, way to derail
the
segment,
Michelle.
At one point, Michelle Jeremy, right? Okay. She was fostering Scrim, but Scrim jumped out a second-story window to escape. Here she is talking about Scrim.
I felt like I was gut punched. I felt like it wasn't real. We had a great time. He laid on the couch with me. He fell asleep in my lap. You know, he slept in bed with me. We gave him a bath.
She's got some serious closure.
That was it. That was it. He didn't like the baths. He didn't like something.
Scrim was like, I'm out.
I'm out.
That was casual, man. Yeah. I got other dogs to see. Like, you trying to make this a thing? I wasn't even going to go there, you know?
Thanks for the bath. A Canadian man named Michael Jarman won the 2024 Microsoft Excel World Championship. And when it became official, the crowd went wild. Here's the moment that he won.
Are we going to see the belt go from Australia to Canada?
Come on, let's hear some noise in the audience.
All right, let's see. Ten seconds left.
Come on.
Is anything going to happen?
Michael Jarman.
Oh, look at that. Michael Jarman.
All those years of training have come to this moment in 2024.
The world championship.
Wait. Okay.
Look at that.
So what the heck is the Microsoft Excel World Championship?
I have no idea.
I gotta look this up.
The Microsoft Excel.
Are we gonna see the belt go from...
Yeah, so that was just... So they literally... They have this Microsoft spreadsheet. Here, let me share this up on the screen. I'm gonna present, share screen. They have this Microsoft spreadsheet, and I guess they do stuff with it. They
look at those formulas, man.
Yeah, they make it do things. Okay, great. Well, good for him. I'll never get that 1 minute back. I'm gonna save this one for stupid criminals. Maybe we'll do this. USA Today made a list of the worst Christmas songs ever. What would be your pick?
Oh, Wham.
Last Christmas?
Yes.
Seriously?
Every year.
What about Paul McCartney's
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time?
It's better than the War is Over.
You're right. The Chipmunk song.
Christmas, Christmas time is near.
All right, that's what the USA Today picked as the worst Christmas song. Christmas Shoes.
Oh.
Is actually the worst Christmas song.
Oh, yeah, I will go with you.
I'll listen to those damn rodents all freaking day long.
Yes.
And the internet is freaking out because they think they've found the perfect person to play Dolly Parton in a Broadway show called Dolly, an original musical.
Right, I've heard about this coming up.
Her name is Kelly O'Brien, and she sounds
I have her album.
Sounds like a natural. She's not even from this country.
Hi there, this is Kelly O'Brien, and I live in Hertfordshire, England, and my song is going to be Blue Smoke, because I'm wearing blue. Blue smoke climbing up the mountain, blue smoke riding around the bend.
Wow.
Blue smoke is the name of a heartbreak dream that I am riding in. I left a note, I wrote what I'm leaving, and I won't be coming back. Blue smoke rolling, 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 rolling down the track.
No. Hello. She has this sort of Sean Connery-ish about her.
Yes, very forward.
Yeah, very. She's got the Sean Connery, but in lady form. I don't know, maybe. Let's see. Is there anything else before we go to comedians? Nope. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Mike Cody, who as a boy loved pro wrestling and role playing with whatever was under the Christmas tree.
Here's how obsessed I was with wrestling action figures when I was a kid. Not only did I look for any available opportunity to get new action figures and bring them into my little wrestling world in my bedroom, but every Christmas, I would go underneath the Christmas tree, and you know those little figures of Jesus and Mary and Joseph? Well, I would steal them and bring them into my bedroom and then launch this NWO biblical invasion on all of my regular wrestling action figures. And I'd be calling the action, too. I'd be like, Coco, beware, goes up to the top rope. Whip. Good Lord Almighty, here comes the three wise men. Oh, my God. They're handing out gifts of gold, frankincense, and whoop-ass. Oh. Oh. It's the Bethlehem Wrecking Crew. Folks, somebody just nailed the Deuteronomy driver. later on in the evening, my dad would always come up to me and be like, hey, buddy, just want to ask you about this. Can you please tell me why baby Jesus is wearing the NWA heavyweight title? Well, to be honest with you, Dad, the reason baby Jesus is wearing the NWA title is because he's afraid to give Ric Flair a rematch. You know it, I know it, and the whole bedroom knows it, brother.
Oh, man, there you go. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid. We've got your stupid criminals in .news, and we've got some good news for you as well. We'll share that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year, or $62,150 for a family of three, can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in .news. All right. It might help if I actually queued up a stupid criminal story. Here we go. All right. A 35-year-old man named Michael Murray bought a used Subaru Outback for $4,000 at a dealership in Sandy, Utah on Monday. I loved my Subaru. Anyway, then he came back a few hours later and accused them of selling him a lemon. He claims they refused to give him his money back, so he decided the best course of action was to hop in the car and drive it straight through their front entrance.
I've seen this video, yep.
Here, let's listen to this. What is this is the moment of the crash, and then the manager of the dealership talking about it. Here, listen.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! Call the cops!
Is anybody under the car?
No.
It was kind of a very, very scary situation. Several hours later, he came back and he was very emotional. He said, listen, if you don't give me my money back right now, I'm going to run this car right through the front door.
I was just really angry. I was upset about my money. I kind of blacked out for a second. You know, I know I probably shouldn't have done it, but I guess I just hit a breaking point.
I guess I probably shouldn't have done it.
You know, these men and their emotions, I mean, they just let them, you know, you just let them rule like that.
Hey,
like, they should stay calm.
Hey, that guy is not that. By the way, thank you for saying that.
Relax, dude, relax. Yeah. Relax. Yeah. Relax. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That dude is not the number one, the very first Shore Points member at Jersey Mike Subs.
As I said, you should have led with that.
That's me. That's me. I was the very first person to sign up for Shore Points at Jersey Mike's.
And I'll be getting Jersey Mike's right after the show.
Oh, you got to.
Yes.
The number 56, the Big Kahuna.
Yes.
So he claims they refused to give him his money back. He already threatened to do it, so they at least had some warning, right?
Well, and if you watch the video, like, nobody's in direct path of it, but it does come in very quickly.
Well, I like how they asked, is anybody underneath the car? 7 salespeople were near the door, but nobody was hurt. He ended up causing $10,000 worth of damage to the building. It's not clear how banged up the car is, but it's probably not in very good condition.
I guess he didn't get his money back?
Yeah. He talked to Inside Edition after bailing out of jail, and he said he knows he probably shouldn't have done it, but he just hit a breaking point. The dealership claims he knew the car had issues and that they did actually offer him a refund. So it's not clear why he resorted to smashing the place up. He's facing charges for felony, criminal mischief, and reckless endangerment. Mm. All right. What else? Let's get rid of all that. What's the most dangerous toy ever made?
I don't want to answer that on the radio.
I think it's
real too much.
I think it's jarts, personally. The most dangerous toy ever made just sold at auction for $13,000. What is it? Oh no! It's the guy behind the Erector set. Here, let me. I got to show this up on the screen real quick. Here, share screen. Boom. We were talking about my physics teacher who was a nun, and she put on this whole nuclear uranium blocking suit and then brought out some radioactive material into our classroom. Well, the guy in 1950 behind Erector sets came up with a new science kit for kids called the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab. And it came with actual uranium. This is frightening. This is one of the most frightening things I've ever seen. It had 4 glass jars, each with a small amount of radioactive material.
Oh, my word.
You could use a Geiger counter to test the radiation levels. That's fun.
Oh, way. Let's see how much cancer we're going to get.
It wasn't that dangerous as long as you didn't open the jars.
Oh, jeez.
But playing with it still exposed... or playing with it still exposed you to the amount of radiation you would get from a full day in the sun. I guarantee one kid cracked open
those
jars.
It was being eaten.
Guarantee it. That's the backstory for every superhero,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, that they were playing with their uranium. They opened the jar and ate it.
Some say it's the most dangerous toy ever sold. Radar magazine once named it the second most dangerous. They gave the top spot to lawn darts.
Lawn darts. Charts. There you go. Yep.
Less than 5,000 sets were sold between 1950 and 1951. It got pulled from the market thanks to government regulations. Oh. Wah, wah. Thanks, government.
Yeah, just taking all our fun.
And it was too hard to get uranium.
Well, yeah, because sourcing that, yeah. I mean, haven't you seen Back to the Future?
1.21 gigawatts.
Full sets are tough to come by, especially in good condition. An online auction for one ended yesterday. The winning bid, $13,000.
I wonder what it tests at now. Like, are they going to do it and see what it tests at?
Oh, my God. Let's see. Do we have anything else? Stop sharing that. I think I had that one already. Okay. Can you shoot down the mysterious drones? That is the question. Car-sized drones that have been flying over New Jersey and Staten Island have residents wondering, can you shoot them down? Now, experts say no, mainly because it would be a federal crime. Here's Representative Chris Smith and Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh talking about the drones.
One of their 47-foot motor lifeboats was followed by between 12 and 30 of these drones.
Our initial assessment here is that these are not drones or activities coming from a foreign entity or adversary.
But where
what
are these drones coming from? They're car-sized. I need more information.
Would you want to confirm that?
Look at these. Look at these things.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. They're huge.
Yeah. Let's see. Share screen. You can check this out at the Mike Show VA. No. Damn it.
Oh, no, I'm paywalls.
Not, I'm not disabling anything.
See, there's that government taking your fun away.
You're taking my fun away. Well, I'm just going to bust out my atomic energy laboratory.
There you go.
And
we'll take care of them drones.
Play with my uranium. Uranium. Where were we? Oh, here we are. Now there's got to be a site that has this for free.
Car-sized drones
over New Jersey.
Is that the ones that Amazon is using to drop off packages?
Could be. All right.
Maybe so, 10 of them were like, "Hey, man, it's your Christmas haul."
Okay, so we could go with the News Journal or the New York Post. Or the Shore News Network. Who do you think is going to make us disable our?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's start with the News Journal. Okay, so far, okay, Delaware Online. Nope. They're letting us do it. Okay, so residents in New Jersey have reported dozens of sightings of large drones consistently flying in the night skies throughout much of the state over the last few weeks. Similar sightings are also being claimed on social media in Pennsylvania and New York's Staten Island. The FBI is in charge of a multi-agency investigation and has asked the public to report sightings directly to that agency. No sightings have been reported in Delaware as of Monday, December 10, according to the Delaware State Police. So for the past few weeks, residents in New Jersey, yada, 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 flying over various parts of the state, including over rivers, reservoirs, and at least one military research facility on a nightly basis. The sightings began just before Thanksgiving in Morris County, New Jersey, and they're described as car-sized. And they say it appears as the sun begins to set. What the what? All right. So, okay. So the Pentagon says no.
We don't think it's anything bad.
We don't think it's anything bad.
We're pretty confident that it's not terrible.
But the FBI is investigating. Okay. So Federal Aviation Administration officials also issued temporary flight restrictions. Over some areas, again, because of this. We'll do a deeper dive into this one a little bit later.
I need to know about the car-sized drones. Yes.
There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. There's a video going viral of two twins finding out that they're identical, finding out whether they're identical or fraternal. They went 28 years without knowing and were pretty emotional when they got their answer.
No matter what it says, we're still twins.
Yeah, it doesn't change that. Oh, God, I don't want to look.
Ready? Based on testing results obtained from the DNA listed, the probability of twin monozygosity is 99.999998. Assumed likelihood that they are identical twins is 530,260,710 to 1.
All right, so there you go. Identical twins. Just in case it's hard to figure out.
Monozygote.
Wouldn't it be funny if they found out that the guy isn't their real dad, though?
So. All right, but we have more news.
But more news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, be the change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, so one thing I wanted to bring up before we leave. But wait, there's more. Don't leave yet.
I'm waiting, Billy Mays.
Internet is slow. But wait, there's more. All right. So check this out. Tonight, You can join us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. It is our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. Tonight for Happy Hour from 5 to 7, you can enjoy the music of Greta Elise. And just a folk Americana, a little bit of Celtic, and maybe some Christmas tunes. Plus, we are going to play a game. We got our prize wheel. Now, on the prize wheel, there are 12 spaces, but only one is marked prize. The rest are vacant. It's a game we call Prize or Nothing. Get prize or nothing. But your chance to win free Jersey Mike subs, your chance to win the coveted Three Roads tokens right there, worth beer. You can enjoy that. You can play games with us. Plus, we've got a Q&A session and an audience Q&A. So we're going to be learning. It's not just Greta playing, but we're going to be learning about Greta, her music, and just really her journey and who influences her and what's next. So that's it's a really, really cool, not just a musical performance, but it is a behind the scenes, a behind the music, and we get to learn about this particular artist. So that is tonight from 5 until 7 at Three Roads Brewery, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. You can join us for the Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. This will be the last pop-up this year.
Oh.
Yeah, because we have on the 20th, I believe. That's Friday, right?
Yes.
Friday the
20th. Next Friday.
Yeah, Friday the 20th. Prebier is joining us again. He will be solo, and he'll be doing the Prebier Holiday Jukebox. So that'll be on Friday from 6 until 9. And then we've got a holiday beer fest at Ballad Brewing in Danville on the 21st. We will do our last Mike show on Christmas Eve, which will be the 24th in the morning, from 8 until 11-ish. And then that's it for the year for us. So and that's it for today's show. So that is it. Thank you so much.
Oh, Aaron. Thanks for having me. I've loved being here.
Aaron, I really appreciate it. Appreciate all that you do. The Mark W. Foreman Foundation, if you want to learn more about our area's local theater groups, if you want to learn about the professional, the amateur, and the somewhere in-betweens, plus the youth theater, just visit the Mark W. Foreman Foundation website. That is it. That is the program. We will see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?